Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Pre-4th of July Super Talk Eagle Hour, Bob and Kelly in the Southern Bancorp studio, and we're glad you're with us. We got a good show for you today. We've got the newest member of the softball coaching staff, Caleb Toskoff, is going to join us here in a minute. Legendary Slade Wilkes, who needs no introduction around these parts, an iconic baseball player at Southern Miss. He's going to join the show as well. Slade's become just kind of a regular since he graduated, Kelly.
Slade can do whatever he wants to do.
You damn right.
Big dude, man.
Dickie's Barbecue Pit sponsors the opening segment of the program, and we're proud of them, proud of their friendship with us, and a great place to take your family for a holiday meal. It'd be a great place to... And if you got a 4th of July deal, you should have been calling Dickie's. They could cater your weekend festivities and do a great job for you. We really appreciate all they do. Let's get right to the program. Caleb Toskoff is the newest member of the coaching staff. Southern Miss Softball comes to us from Austin Peay University. And as we were talking off air, I have an old friend who was a football player at Austin Peay. And, Coach, we're glad to have you on the Eagle Hour, and welcome to Hattiesburg, sir.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for letting me on here today.
Oh, well, you're welcome anytime. Tell us what led you to become the newest coach for the Golden Eagles.
Well, just getting the opportunity to talk to Coach Natalie Poole. I think we align with a lot of the ways that we view the sport and what we can do to continue to grow and push Southern Miss to new heights. So I think it was a good match, and enjoyed the rest of the staff. So it was just a perfect fit for me.
And I didn't realize that I have a lot in common with Caleb, Bob, because when he was a governor up there at old Austin Peay and at Southern Miss football games at halftime, I say the
same.
That's
the nickname.
Yeah,
the governor. He's not like the governor of Kentucky
No, that's their mascot name. Right. But at halftime of Southern Miss football games, I tell the people around me, let's go Peay. Which is what they used to say up
there.
Well,
I guess you've now met Kelly Center, Coach, and ask around, and you'll be better prepared the next time you're on the show.
Now, Caleb, you're a native of Tuscaloosa, and from the time you were a young kid, there was just something about softball you really liked. Kind of tell us how you progressed in the game from there.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously growing up right on top of campus there, University of Alabama, I got the opportunity to go to all the sporting events, and softball is always a super fun time, just the crowd environment, obviously the continued success there. So it just kind of drew me into it, playing baseball growing up. I knew that I kind of wanted to pivot to the coaching side once my playing days were over, and I kind of got with softball then, and I haven't looked back.
Now, you're going to be working with the catchers and outfielders primarily, but I was interested with the comment you made to Bob that you and Coach Poole align on so many things. With whatever you're comfortable sharing, what sort of things do you guys think alike about?
Well, just some of our philosophies on culture and how we can continue to grow athletes into not only good athletes, but good people too. Coach Poole's really big on the academic side of things, making sure that they're getting the grades that are necessary to kind of go out into the real world after they're done playing and do some good things. And then, you know, Coach Poole being a catcher when she played back in college, it's going to be really nice to be able to kind of work hand-in-hand with her and just kind of come up with some good things to help grow and develop our catchers specifically. Like you said, I'll also be doing some work with the outfielders there. So yeah, we've just got a good group, and like I said, I think there's just a lot of things that we're going to be able to do really well together as a staff.
Now, in our pre-show discussion, I was telling you back in the old days when softball games and everything else was in
the old days.
Yeah, when everything was in black and white, right? Yeah. Before color ever came along, softball games were notorious for being 1-0 scores, 2-1. A lot of slap bunts, a lot of, you know, slap hitting, that sort of thing. But the game has evolved now, you know, a lot of 7-5 games and 5-3, more baseball scores, if you will. How has the game evolved, Caleb, different from, say, 20, 30 years ago?
Well, I just think a lot more is getting kind of invested into women's sports overall, and then specifically the sport of softball. I mean, we've seen so much growth in the last 10, 15 years with it. You know, the numbers that they're getting on the TV for the World Series and stuff are right up there with the Men's World Series. So, yeah, it's definitely come a long way. I think there's a lot more effort getting put into kind of the development of softball athletes, and it's definitely been shown with kind of the increase in scores.
Yeah, training, the one thing that women kind of get sold short on is how physical and athletic they can be.
Oh, yeah, some of the best athletes you'll ever find are going to be on a softball field.
What about the league? What have you been able to gather right now about the Sun Belt and what you anticipate seeing when you get out on the field with these kids?
Well, you know, coming from the A-Sun, Austin Peay was there for my 3 years that I was there. And I know that the Sun Belt is a little bit of a step up. The competition's better. The standard is very high. So I think just being able to have the opportunity and go out and compete against these schools and kind of make a name for ourselves is going to be important. But we're definitely excited for the opportunity. And, you know, since Coach Poole has been at Southern Miss, we've definitely seen some improvements. And, you know, like I said, I think with the group that we have in, we're really going to push to kind of put ourselves at the top of the Sun Belt.
Tell me this, Kelly and I have had this discussion before. We have William Carey University here, which has a really good baseball program. And, of course, I'm sure you know about the Southern Miss baseball program. And great athletes at William Carey. I guess the big difference would be the physical size of baseball players at Southern Miss and baseball players, generally speaking, at William Carey. When you come from a school like Austin Peay, what is the difference primarily in the athletes that you'll see in the Sun Belt compared to a university like Austin Peay, which I'm sure has great athletes on their team?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the A-Sun was a super high level of competition, really fantastic athletes. You know, like I said, the Sun Belt being a little bit of a step up, I mean, it's just going to be a little bit more competitive. Kids are going to be a little bit bigger, faster, stronger. So it'll definitely be an upgrade in that regard.
Is that the same then in softball as we see in baseball, that it's the physical size, generally speaking, of the players that is the difference?
Well, you know, it just depends. I mean, I feel like with the sport of softball, you know, you do have the bigger power kids, and then you also got the, you know, smaller speed kids too. So I think that's the cool part about the sport. There's just a wide variety of different types of athletes who excel in different pieces of the game. So being able to cultivate a team that's kind of got a little bit of everything, you know, and being able to cater to their individual needs is kind of the key to success with that.
Caleb Toshkoff is the new assistant coach, one of the new assistant coaches for Southern Miss softball. Caleb, you are and will continue to be statistically a young man, according to mine and Bob's age, but how, even in the infancy of your career, are you learning to deal with the transfer portal and NIL?
Well, you know, it's ever evolving. It's definitely changed the sport in some ways. I think it honestly works in my favor to be maybe a little bit newer to the game. I've been in college softball for 7 years, the last two or three as an assistant. So, I mean, you definitely got to keep up with the Joneses with it. It requires a lot more researching of the kids that have hit the collegiate level and looking for homes. Makes it more important for the kids that you do recruit out of high school who maybe don't pick you, to be able to keep those relationships for when down the road, you know, maybe they are kind of looking for a home, that you've already, you know, created a good foundation with them and developed a relationship where they're going to be comfortable to come to you guys, you know.
And I would think, Caleb, one of the things that attracted you to the job is, and this is a fact, Southern Miss softball now is literally going all over the country recruiting. In fact, Coach Poole today is in the state of Colorado in Fort Collins looking at athletes. I kind of joked with her. I said, now, if you're offered a brownie, just take a very small piece.
A little at a time.
Yeah, so I've heard. But, I mean, you guys really are breaking a lot of boundaries and barriers as far as going to get players.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so much talent out there, you know, different regions. So having the opportunity to go hit, you know, the Georgias, the Colorados, the Tennessees, Georgias, everything like that, it's going to be huge for us for sure to be able to get out there and see all the talent that there is.
Now, Coach, are you a Tider? Are you a Crimson Tide guy?
Well, you know, my loyalty lies with the Eagles now, so I'm super excited about that. But, you know, I definitely will have a soft spot for the Crimson Tide for sure. I did grow up a pretty big fan of them.
And you are aware now that Southern Miss eliminated the Crimson Tide from the regionals this year, right?
I did see it. I did see it. But, I mean, I loved it. It was some good stuff. I enjoyed that regional.
No, it was a great game. And I will tell you this. Our sources at the school say that from the head coach down to every player on the team, the Tide team was nothing but first class. And that came as no surprise to any of us. Just kidding with you about that. But we're glad you're here. Welcome to Hattiesburg. Welcome to Southern Miss. And we wish you nothing but the best of luck, Coach.
Yeah, man. Thank you, guys. Enjoyed it. And I can't wait to get down there and see everybody in person.
All right. Coach Caleb Toskoff, new assistant softball. I had to remind him of that, of course.
And I wonder if he ever had the chance to coach at Auburn, regardless of the salary.
Would he go? Yeah. That's a big question.
I think I know the answer.
That's a big question. And I meant what I said. The guys told me that the Alabama coach and his whole team, absolutely first-class people. All right, when we come back, speaking of first class, Kelly is going to challenge Slade Wilkes to a wrestling match next. Hang on.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
And don't forget, we're going to have a Best of Eagle Hour tomorrow, and it's going to be that tribute show we did a week or so ago for Coach Joy Lee McNellis. If you didn't get a chance to hear that the first time, some really, really moving testimony from people who knew her and loved her, and invite you to tune in tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And also remember, next Thursday, we'll be doing the Palmer Home for Children Radiothon on Super Talk, so there won't be an Eagle Hour next Thursday. Kelly will be handling the show all next week. You've already got it all lined up on her show.
Oh, man, we got some great shows, including Missy Bilderback, the new, you know, new women's basketball coach. She'll be telling us where she is with a lot of her signees, and we're going to be talking to DJ Cujo on Monday. And we've got Coach Chad Kaye, former baseball coach, man, a parade of varsity guests.
Cujo's disappointed I'm not going to be here, isn't he?
Yeah, he had a few things to say.
Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment of the Eagle Hour. It's a great place to buy all your Southern Miss apparel, of course. They're located on Hardy Street. If you live out of town, as many of you do that listen to the show, you can just go to campusbookmart.net. Also, to remind you about our great podcast, and we sure appreciate everybody that tunes in. Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. All right, next up, one of our very favorite people, Slade Wilkes, needs no introduction to the baseball crowd that tunes into this show. And Slade, first of all, happy 4th of July to you and your family.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Happy 4th to y'all as well. Look forward to a good weekend.
No question. Got lots to talk to you about. I want to start with this. Just yesterday, we talked to Travis Creel. I'm sure you know who that is. And
no,
I'm
well.
We were bragging kind of about the fact that now for the third year in a row, and I think three out of the last 4 years, the Golden Eagles have managed to do what so many teams cannot do, Slade, and that is keep all their important players intact and on the roster and out of the transfer portal. And they're really, I mean, you start with teams like Tennessee and move around. There are very, very few teams that can say that. Slade Wilkes, what is the magic pill? Why is the baseball program so able to keep everybody that's important to them on their roster?
Yeah, you know, that's definitely no secret, is we do that better than anyone else. You know, you look at, especially, you know, teams that are, you know, Sun Belt teams, things like that, man, they get picked apart, it seems like, every year with their best players. And, you know, the crazy part about that is over the years, our guys get calls, too, from other players. And this is guys that have never even put their name in the transfer portal or anything like that. And it's just a lot of stuff like that. But a lot of it, the reason guys want to stay at USM is because it's a family. And it's the chemistry that we've developed, and, you know, we understand how good our coaching is and how well we're being developed. And, you know, there's a lot more to it than just becoming a better player. I mean, the community loves you and are behind you the whole way. And so there's a lot of factors into it. And, you know, I believe, and I think the numbers show, we do a better job than anyone at keeping our players in Hattiesburg.
Yeah, I'll use a kid like Davis Gillespie as an example, Slade. He, you know, he's played a lot here, but he pretty much rode the pines the last month of the season, and that's when the Higdon kid came on so strong in left field. And so as a fan, I worried a little bit about a kid like Davis Gillespie because he's a real talent, and you know other schools would love to have him. But Davis, no interest in leaving. That's another example of the family, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir, no doubt. And, you know, I mean, I saw that, and I had multiple people ask me out and about that, oh, it's, you know, Davis going to leave, things like that. I never once worried about that just because I know that, you know, Davis, he wants to be a Golden Eagle, and that's where he wants to play at. And, you know, I think a lot of times in what you see nowadays is the first time there's a hiccup with somebody, they just jump ship, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can speak from my experience. I didn't play just a whole lot early on, but that just inspired me to work harder because I wanted to play for Southern Miss. I didn't just want to go to where I'd have another opportunity at. And I think that's what you see with, you know, our guys is, you know, first off, our coaches recruit the right players and people that, you know, want to be in Hattiesburg. And it's kind of once you get there, you don't leave.
Slade, I'm not asking you to nail anybody or asking for any names, but while you were playing at Southern Miss, did you ever have other schools either openly or under the table trying to woo you away or saying, hey, you need to come over here?
100%. That's very, very common. And, I think everybody who knows me knows I never once entertained it, but it's literally they would find ways around to reach out to those players. And it, you know, tampering, whatever you want to call it, but it definitely happens.
All right, so we were kind of joking about it before you came on the air that you just missed the transfer portal and NIL and the fact that you could have made some money, you know, in that process. And I know it is what it is, but have you thought about that? Man, I missed it by just this much.
Well, you know, my senior year, I was, you know, that was kind of the first year, and I was very grateful for what I was able to, you know, receive and things like that. But, yeah, you know, it's definitely a different era. And, you know, kind of getting back to, you know, why we keep a lot of guys. You got a lot of guys at Southern Miss that are, you know, more there for the coaching and things like that, whereas the rest of the country you're seeing guys that are, you know, they may go to a different school every 4 years. It's just the bigger check, the bigger check, the bigger check. And that's just not the case, you know.
Where did the check, air quotes, fit in your lifestyle? And the reason I ask that question is because Tate Parker, who you also know very well, Tate has always been a guy that has always said, all I want to do is be a father and a good husband. I want to work a regular job and live the American dream. He was never about necessarily chasing money or all those sorts of things when he could have. Where did money fit in your mindset as far as advancement in the game of baseball?
It didn't. You know, I'm very, you know, me and Tate were, we played together. We were 13 years old, as you know that.
Yes.
But, so we're very similar in that same aspect where, you know, that's not the biggest thing, you know? And so that's kind of just my thoughts on that, that, you know, obviously it's important, but that's kind of down the list as far as, you know, family and things like that are much more important.
And you and Tate also had the opportunity, because of your skill sets, to play in national tournaments where you got to meet players from all over the country. That mindset that you were just talking about, have you found that to be more prevalent in the South, that home and family is more important?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, we played on a, you know, a pretty national stage when we were, you know, coming through 13 through high school.
Team Mississippi,
and,
right?
You guys, hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, you guys were on Team Mississippi.
Yes, sir. We were on Team Mississippi, and then, you know, just did some other things outside of that. But, right. You know, you get away from the South, it definitely is a bigger deal, and there's not a lot of value into family and things like that. It's different, you know?
It's the best place to live, isn't it, Slade, the South?
No, there's no doubt. I tell people all the time, I feel like I've moved a long ways away to Mendenhall, and it's only an hour away from where I grew up. So,
All right, I'm not going to name any names because I want to protect, you know, the confidence of a couple of kids that past players here, very prominent players like you were, told me the same thing that I just heard you tell Kelly, that they were approached by coaches from other schools, even though they were not in the transfer portal. One
right.
told me that he was approached right after the Super Regional.
Yep.
That's not legal, is it, Slade?
It's not. And, you know, I think there was I don't know if y'all saw it, but probably about a month ago, East Carolina head coach put out a tweet saying he was having guys being, you know, contacted that weren't even in the transfer portal. And, you know, that is something that's, I hate it, but it's very common. And these are guys that they, you know, they have no intention to get in the transfer portal, but they're still finding ways to be contacted. Mm-hmm. And it may not be directly, it may be a go-between, but it still happens. And what, you know, I would say near about all the, you know, top-end guys we've had over the past few years have been contacted in some way, shape, or form.
And I'm not going to ask you to reveal any names, trust me, but kind of give us an example of how do they approach you? What do they say to you?
Yeah, I mean, you named one that I know happened, and then, like, I had one team try to contact me through a mutual somebody, and there's a bunch of different ways, and, you know, if they really want you, they'll do a lot of different things, and it's sad it's at that point, to be honest.
Yeah, and you know, kind of like what you said earlier in the segment, when I asked Travis and even asked Oz earlier this year, were you concerned about that? They very confidently say, "No, I'm not really concerned about losing any important kid to the portal."
Right, and you know, I think you know, kind of like I said earlier, that's just a testament to our program, and you know, we lost one kid, and you know, he had a different outlook than the rest of us. And so outside of that, you know, I think we do a very good job. And like I said, that starts from recruiting the right kids in high school.
Some of you guys have told me that unnamed player really wasn't a team player to begin with. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, you can call it what you want.
Yeah, okay. Slade, you got a few more minutes? You can stay with us?
Yes, sir, I do.
Got the great Slade Wilks on the show with us, one of the outstanding baseball players in Southern Miss history, and I'm sure you agree, Kelly, an even better young man.
He is. Slade's good old country boy. Glad to have him on the show.
All right. When we come back, Slade, I'm going to warn you, Kelly wants to challenge you to a physical confrontation, so brace yourself for this, okay? Are you ready?
All right.
Cage match in the Omni in Atlanta. Be there.
more with Slade Wilks right on the other side of the break.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the third segment of the Eagle Hour every day. It's a great place for lunch, great place to meet your friends for a good cold drink and some good seafood. Good shrimp po' boy is always available for you. And you know the big ball game's always on the TV. 4th Street Bar and Grill. Also, want to say hello to Hank Lott and all those wonderful people out at MCS Home Center. Happy 4th of July to that great staff. 7329 US 98 in Hattiesburg. It's a fully stocked, state-of-the-art home improvement center. Everything for home construction to home improvement to lawn and garden care. Be sure you check out all the good local folks that want to serve you at MCS Home Center. We're talking to Slade Wilks, a former great baseball player. Needs no introduction to our audience. All right, Slade, I want you to tell me, I think I know the answer to this, but I want you to tell me if I'm the only one that felt like this. Incredibly proud of the baseball program. Again this year, 47 wins, just some magnificent afternoons and evenings, and so much fun watching the team play. On the other hand, so frustrating that they get so close to Omaha and it slips away from us at the last second. Do you experience those same emotions?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's I can promise you, no one feels it more than those players, because I've been in those shoes where you've had the team and things fall your way and things like that, and just baseball happens, and so I understand completely, and I promise you, the players feel it more than anyone. As if that. Maybe hard to believe, but they do.
Oh, I'm sure. And it doesn't take away for your love and your pride of the program. Do not in any way misunderstand this. Before I throw it back to Kelly, how magical was that, Slade, for Tuna to bust out of that slump and hit that two-run home run, even though we came up a run short in that championship game?
So that one's kind of funny on that. Me, for a month, me and Pato, because, he'd been struggling a little bit. He'll be the first to tell you, we were tied with career home runs, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, for a month. And he's walking up to the plate. And, I mean, we're down, one runner on. And my wife, Macy, looks at me. She's like, he's about to hit a home run right here and beat you on the all-time list. I was like, no way. And sure enough, he did. And I was just laughing. And, I mean, I was pumped for him because that's a guy who, probably my best friend at USM that did everything right. Everyone loved, and it was good to see him go out like that.
I didn't realize that broke your record, that last inning home run.
Yeah, that was the funny thing about it, because I kept texting him like, all right, I'm ready for you to hit a home run now.
Well, about what great support from your own wife who just dissed you and then called the shot.
Yeah.
I know.
Hey, but speaking of you and Macy, and I hope I'm not bridging any confidentiality here, but you guys have been blessed. You're going to have a son in a couple of months.
Yes, sir. And we are.
We have prayers for everything going well. But I want to ask you, as a soon-to-be parent, what if your son came to you at some point, Slade, and said, Dad, I know I'm a Wilks. I know I'm Slade Wilks' kid, but I just don't want to play baseball. It's just not me.
Well, Well, that'll be a tough one for me, but I just, I want to be happy in whatever he does and hopefully find a different sport that he likes, because, you learn a lot about yourself and about life through sports. And, I've learned a lot just playing sports. And so I hope he plays baseball, but if he plays something, I'll be happy,
But you actually have kind of an experience in that arena yourself with your dad, right?
I do. My dad is a big basketball guy. I played college basketball at Pearl River. And, I had 3 or 4 knee surgeries in junior high, all due to football and basketball. And it came to a point, I needed to focus on baseball. Baseball is my best sport. And I had to tell Dad, I think I'm hanging basketball up. I mean, I was only a freshman or sophomore. And, he was upset, but he knew I was doing what was right for me and what I thought was best, and so he supported me.
I'm glad that you brought up other sports, Slade, because we talked to a lot of baseball coaches, obviously at the D1 level, and they would tell us, when it comes to an athlete, all things being equal, they like the guys that have been down in a three-point stance. They like the basketball players and the soccer players that have played other sports just besides baseball. What are your thoughts about that?
I agree completely. I played three sports all the way up, you know, like I said, till my freshman year. And, you know, I've said this before, but football is my favorite sport. Loved everything about it. I love hitting somebody. But I just kind of came to the point where I had to, you know, I had to make a decision on my future. But I believe that playing multiple sports is very good as an athlete. And you develop different skills, and you're competing all the time. Whereas, you know, in baseball, there's some downtime. And, you know, you see a lot of times nowadays where kids are playing baseball only from the time they're eight. And, you know, I'm personally not a big believer in that.
No, and coaches aren't either, Slay. They don't really like that. I don't think we've ever talked to a college baseball coach that likes that, Kelly.
And I wanted to ask you, Slade, about your quick hands. People have always talked about how quick your hands are. Now foot speed, a lot of coaches will say super important because you can't develop foot speed.
Right.
But can hand speed be created? Can it be improved?
Personally, in my opinion, you can get a little better, but that's also something, in my opinion, is kind of God-given. You know, I've always, you know, I wasn't ever really that fast, but I had good hands. And so I personally think, you know, you can work out and things like that and work on your quick twitch muscles, but I think that's something, for the most part, that you just kind of have.
Well, I'm glad that you learned, Slade, that when you hit home runs, you don't have to be fast.
No.
Correct.
No, we just watch the ball fly out of the ballpark, which he did a lot.
I didn't have to try to pull a hamstring getting a second.
No, and he never pimped the bases like Danny did that infamous night against you never did anything like that, did you, Slade?
I had one, if you remember. Georgia Southern was an interesting one.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, they deserved it, yeah.
You know, my dad, he still lets me hear it to this day, and I'm not a bat flip kind of guy, but in that situation, I'll never regret that one. So.
No, absolutely. Slade, did you work out a lot growing up? I mean, did you spend a lot of time in the gym, or is your physique, did it come naturally to you?
So there's a – there is some genetics there that I was blessed with, but I just kind of always prided myself in and being a hard worker. Mm-hmm. And so I've from the time I was probably 14, you know, I was able to surround myself with some people that really knew what they're talking about and did the right kind of working out for me. And so that's something I've always prided myself is, you know, working really, really hard, and I wasn't going to get outworked.
Yeah, where's the fine line in that, though, Slade? Because I've heard some people say there are some baseball players that are too big and therefore not as limber as they need to be.
There are. I agree on that for sure. But a lot of that is – a lot of times you can – there is a fine line on where you can get too big, but a lot of that you can get really big and still be good at baseball, but you have to mix in stretching and running and things like that. Because, you know, I feel like most times when you see, especially college, like guys that are too big, they're really not just that much bigger than everyone else. It's just they're so tight and, you know, they haven't worked on stretching and stuff like that. And that's something I didn't really learn until college either. And something that, you know, I realized was very important was stretching and making sure your body was ready for a 65-game season.
You know, Slade, I couldn't help but think about you when I was watching Coastal in the World Series, and I remembered vividly that the shot you put off the left field wall in that 0-0 game was just, God, it was terrible. And you won that game for us. And so I guess when you're watching a team like Coastal play and the other teams, did you share this similar feeling that I had, that I didn't think there was a team playing in the World Series that Southern Miss could not have competed with?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, that's the frustrating part is, you know, and before my time as well, we've had the team to go beat anyone on any given night. It just hadn't lined up yet because, I mean, we watched Coastal this year. They did it, and I can confidently say we've had better teams at Southern Miss in the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel very strongly about that. They probably think they were better, but that's what a good competition's for. But – I know we're going to get over that hump, and, you know, Coach Oz is the most fierce competitor I know, and it's going to happen.
All right. Well, Slade, congratulations to you and your wife, and you're the absolute best, young man, and we really do appreciate you coming back on the show with us today.
Yes, sir. I enjoyed it. And as always, Southern Miss to the top.
There we go. The great Slade Wilks. And I'm going to tell you this, Kelly Sander. When he flipped that bat against Georgia Southern, nobody said a word.
I can't imagine why they would. Yeah, some of my physique is God-given. Yeah, I'd say
If you've never been around Slade Wilks, that the day after that Coastal game, they were very gracious and allowed me to take my wife down into the post-game stuff, and Slade was obviously the star of the game. And so we were leaving, and he was standing there, and he shook hands, and we congratulated him. And when we were going back up the steps, she looked at me dead seriously. She said, I had no idea he was that big.
Yeah. All of our players now, that's getting to be...
They're big.
That's getting to be more of a norm than anything.
Yeah, they look good getting off the bus, don't they?
And that can put something in your opponent's head, too, when you look that good.
No question. We'll be back, wrap up this edition of the Eagle Hour. The great Slade Wilks, always fun talking to him.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape, whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak. TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. I want to thank Slade Wilks for joining us. Also, the new softball coach, Caleb Toskoff. Really appreciate all of those guys. DBAT sponsors this segment of the Eagle Hour. It is a great place for summer camps. Check out their website, DBAT on Hardy Street. Something for every softball and baseball player in your family. Mobay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg, a great place for a holiday dessert. You can get the beignets made to order, some great coffees down there as well. All right, Kelly, news and notes.
Well, 11 Southern Miss football players have been named to the preseason Sun Belt teams. Athlon Sports came out with that publication. Three Eagles earned first-team honors, including, no surprise, Braylon Braxton, the quarterback from Frisco, Texas. Ian Foster and Josh Moten, both at defensive back, and Moten was actually named also first-team kick returner. The second-team Golden Eagles featured are Bredarius Lewis, of course, back from last year's team, Elijah Metcalf from Charlotte, North Carolina, and at the wide receiver position, Micah Davis, defensive lineman Isaiah Gibson, and linebacker Chris Jones. They were all listed on the third team preseason. The fourth team featured running back Jeffrey Pittman, Metcalf at wide receiver, tight end Kerryon Heath, and defensive lineman Jabari Ishmael out of Miami. The Golden Eagles put 13 guys on those preseason teams, only behind Georgia Southern, who led the way with 18 preseason picks, and Troy followed with 14. So Southern Miss has the third most preseason players on the preseason Sun Belt teams.
Well, the expectations are definitely building, aren't they?
Yeah, it looks like it. I mean, it looks like from the outsiders looking in, the people who supposedly know better. And again, if you base it on past history, and of course, a lot of those players, Bob, are the Marshall guys that have transferred over. And I don't want the Marshall guys to feel uncomfortable, but just so that our fans can delineate whether they were on the Southern Miss roster last year.
It's a legitimate thing to point out.
Yeah, so it's, and hopefully we'll get to know these guys as time goes on, that we won't have to mention that anymore.
Chris Jones probably the most prominent member coming back from the previous teams, right? He's a real stud.
And it would not surprise me if he's one of the guys that goes to Media Day this year.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
As a returning guy who played at Southern Miss last year.
One last thought about Slade Wilkes. You see a kid go through the program like that, talks about the loyalty that he had to the program. We're very fortunate to have so much of that here, don't you agree?
But I think a lot of that's why I asked the question about, do you tend to find that more in the South?
That was interesting.
Because I think the southern part of the country, and again, it's not like we're world travelers, but I think the southern part of the country does have more ties to family, hometowns, relationships, things like that, and whereas the rest of the country seems to be more mobile in that regard.
Speaking of towns, he's back for the third year in a row. Towns Joseph Getty is in town from St. Augustine, Florida. And this would be his third consecutive year that he's come on the Eagle Hour.
The pride of St. Augustine.
The pride of St. Augustine, Towns Getty. Well, you got anything to say for yourself today, son? He's not talking, but I know who will talk. And this is her debut on the Eagle Hour. It is his baby sister, May Claire Getty, who, generally speaking, is not shy. May, are you shy today?
No.
Talking to the microphone, dear. No. Well, that's my fault. I didn't have it turned on. So, May, how do you like things here in Hattiesburg? May?
They're fun.
They're fun?
Yeah.
I noticed, Kelly, that yesterday when she saw you, she ran across the studio and hugged you. She's a...
I didn't even know what to do. It's been so long since a female of any kind came up. And normally they run the other direction, May. Yeah. They turn around and scream in horror, you know. So I was glad that somebody was glad to see me. And she doesn't even work for the IRS.
No. And she's not even in law enforcement. May, what is it you like about old Kelly? Is he kind of a nice fella? Talking to the microphone.
Yeah.
He's a nice man. He's a lot nicer than people make him out to be that don't know him. Don't you think, May?
Yes, sir.
May, what are you guys, now you guys are in town, what are you going to make Grandpa Bob take you guys to do next week? Going to Serengeti Springs, the water park? Do you know?
I forgot the name of it.
But the water park?
Well, we're going to fireworks shows tonight in Laurel.
Okay, good.
We're going to go to the fireworks show tomorrow night at...
On the river?
At the camp down here, the lake.
Oh, Paul yep. B. Johnson.
And then next week we're going to take them to, they're from Florida, but we're going to go to a different part of Florida for a few days.
Okay. Well, good for you.
Towns, are you going to say anything? I mean, this is your once a year appearance on the most popular Southern Miss radio show in the land. What would you like to say at this moment, Towns?
Have you always wanted to be a stand-up comic, Towns?
Go ahead, Towns. I see something's right on the tip of your lips there.
Hi.
Oh, wow. That's really, really good. And I will tell you that quickly, May is a big baseball fan. May's been down to some Southern Miss baseball games, and May's a pretty big baseball fan, aren't you, May Claire?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they like it.
And you called her middle name, and she's not even in trouble. I always got the middle name.
That's right.
When I was in trouble.
Yeah. When Towns hears... Towns Joseph Getty, he knows it's not a good day. Isn't that right, Towns?
Head for the hills.
Yeah, and May as well, right? All right, we're leaving. Anything you two would like to say as you depart?
Bob, you just wish that they would stay this way, right? When they become 16, they automatically have all the answers, and you can't shut them up.
Why weren't you two this quiet at 12 o'clock last night at the house when I was trying to go to sleep?
Exactly.
All right, Towns and May in the studio with us.
Hey, Bob, enjoy your week next week.
Bye. Thank you very much, Kelly, and I appreciate everything you do, my friend.
We'll hold it down.
Happy 4th of July, everybody, as May finally says,
bye.
So long.
Bye.
Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a
A healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.